from our reading from Philippians, their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship being in heaven means that we ground ourselves, we are most grounded in the things of God, even as we participate fully in our lives in this time, in this space, in the material world. We do what needs to be done day to day. We do our jobs, we take care of things. There's always something that needs to be fixed in this world, isn't there? In the space of 24 hours, both of my car headlights went out and the doorknob broke off the front door of my house. I have it in place right now with some duct tape. Get to that this week. It can be hard to think about our citizenship being in heaven when doorknobs are falling off and things like that. It can be hard to realize day to day that we are in fact defined by the greatness and the power and the love of God. We tend to our earthly relationships, the good ones and the difficult ones, in all that we do and all of our engagement with what makes up our lives. This goes better when we ground ourselves in God and know ourselves to be God's children, God's precious ones, the ones God comes to help and save again and again. Hold on to those moments when you know that, those moments of grace in the midst of life, when you know that love of God, that peace of God, which does surpass all understanding. There have always been spiritual movements that have maintained that in order to be close to God, one needs to live apart from the world. Cults are especially like that, of course, with crazy charismatic leaders seeking to focus all the attention and praise on themselves. Mainstream Christianity maintains just the opposite by affirming the need to be in the world, the need, in fact, the call to be engaged with the issues of our lives and in our times. This is why politics are important to us and something that we believe our faith informs. This is why matters of environmental concern are valid topics for discussion and action in the church community. We have a Lenten study going, a book study entitled The Wounds of Creation, happening now, being led by our Hoko Eco Group. We installed a rain garden in front of the church on Monument Avenue at about this time last year to help the environment and to show our neighbors that we are about the issues of the world. We're not somehow stuck in here in our little box where all seems well. No, we're engaged beyond these walls. For there's nothing in the world outside of God's concern. There's nothing in the world that we as Christians can ignore or dismiss as unimportant. Now, of course, we can't all focus on everything all at once, and that's where discernment comes in. We discern through prayer and discussion with each other to know what God's call to us as a community of faith and as individuals, what that might be. And that changes throughout our lives or from year to year. The key, it seems to me, to engaging with all matters of life is to know that our citizenship is in heaven. The key is to know that our strength comes from God, that our value, who we really are, cannot be measured by the things of the earth, but rather by our identity in God. This is true for all people. Every person on the earth is a child of God. And for Christians, we often speak of our identity in Christ and seeing Christ in each other. The season of Lent gives us time to live into our identity in Christ in deep and meaningful ways. Lent is this intentional time. Lent is a time to open ourselves more fully to know who we are in Christ. As Christians, we've decided that the story of Jesus tells us what we most need to know about God. There are different ways of phrasing this, different ways of understanding this. We know Jesus to be the Christ of God is one way to say that, that Jesus is God incarnate, that in answer to Joan Osborne's song entitled, "What If God Was One of Us?" we have some sort of answer to that. What about that question? That's the song, by the way, that's the title song to the Lenten program series we're using this year, the Joan of Arcadia series. What if God was one of us? What if? And what if we look at Jesus? What if we look to Jesus and know God? What if we see God in him and know ourselves to be the ones who follow the way of Christ, of Jesus? What if? What if? It can change everything. And this question itself can frame or inform our Lenten journey this year. What if? For the Lenten experience is a journey to the cross, to this liminal place where death and life are blurry. The Lenten experience is a journey to the edge, where it looks like we will fall into death with Jesus. But wait, God is about to do a new thing. In today's gospel story, Jesus is being warned that he is in danger, that Herod, and this is the son of the same Herod who was trying to kill Jesus when he was a baby, Herod Antipas wants to kill him. But then, as now, the kingdom of the world has no power over the kingdom of God, not ultimately. Jesus doesn't need to be warned because he has a good idea of where all this is going. But he's not there yet. They are not there yet. Jesus is still about his work in the world, casting out demons and performing cures. Jesus is being clear that those who set their hopes on earthly rulers will be disappointed. That fox has no access to the ones sheltered under the wings of the mother hen. One commentator sums all this up by saying, Jesus dismissed Antipas as powerless to prevent him from carrying on the mission to establish God's rule on earth, echoing a theme found in the fourth gospel, John's gospel. Luke has Jesus imply that his enemies have no power over him until the time set by God for his passion and death. Jesus asserts that he will continue his ministry and his journey to Jerusalem, where his divinely determined fate awaits him, and Herod can do nothing to stop him. Jesus was involved in the politics of the time because he had no choice. The rulers of the time were oppressing the people and dishonoring God. Jesus was involved in the politics because his way of establishing God's reign on earth was in direct conflict with those who had earthly power. Jesus is saying that his journey to the cross will go on. It's important. It means something. And we join Jesus on this journey today and during Lent, knowing that we follow the way of the one who shows us who we are as citizens of heaven, what it means that our citizenship is in heaven. Certainly part of it means, as it did for Jesus, that we live out our citizenship in the midst of our lives with our headlights that go out and our doorknobs that break. There are those bothersome things, and of course those are small things, but they can really add up. There are those bothersome things that are part of our material lives, but it's also in the midst of the material that we may feel God tugging on our hearts and providing a chance for us to be about the things of heaven now, the things eternal, the things that will have eternal significance. That's who we are. That's what being a person really means in this world, that we are about things that have eternal significance. How exciting is that? For our parish Lenten program, as I've mentioned a little bit, we're watching TV episodes of this show called Joan of Arcadia, a program from the early 2000s about a teenage girl, Joan, and her experience of hearing from God in the midst of life, very much what I'm talking about today. In the first episode, God asked Joan to get a job. She's about 16. Go get a job, Joan, with no explanation for why she should, just that God wants her to do this. And God shows up as people in the world speaking to her. By the end of the episode, Joan's brother, who had been paralyzed from the waist down in a car accident and who had been having trouble engaging with life, getting back into it, is motivated to get a job because his little sister did. Joan smiles when her brother tells her about his epiphany based on her actions, that if she could get a job, he could too. Maybe that's why God wanted her to get a job. Maybe God works in our lives like this too. Maybe things happen, we don't know why, and it really influences and helps other people. I hope you might be able to join us for one of our Wednesday nights for this Lenten program. We had a great discussion about all these things after we watched it. This TV show really helps us consider how God cares about what we do in life, whether you know, we think it happens that way or not, but still, that God cares and how it has an impact, though often, as I said, we'll never know the extent. Today, we're holding our annual parish meeting, which will start immediately after this service. We as a group have an impact that we don't always know the full extent of the grace God shares with others through us. We are a community. We're a community of those who seek to follow the way of Jesus because we believe it matters. It matters to God and to the world. We've chosen to follow the way of Christ as members and friends of this church because Holy Comforter enables us to be about the work of God in the world in particular ways. And this church also supports us in our lives so that when it might not be explicitly a church ministry, we are Christians in the world living among those who need that sort of light among them. All churches are not the same. We have a particular character. We are passionate about justice for all. We are passionate about embracing all people. We are passionate about using our minds as well as our hearts on the faith journey. This church has a long history of knowing that our citizenship in heaven is to be lived out now in this life by helping others, providing care, supporting each other, reaching out beyond these walls all the way to Tanzania. Yes, many churches do these things, but each church has a particular personality about it, and ours is a special combination of things that we find to be engaging in many ways. During our annual meeting today, and through reading the booklet of the reports, you'll get a sense of who we are, if maybe you're kind of new here, and it might even give you more of a sense, even if you've been here for a while, of who we are and who God is shaping us to be. And it is good, it is exciting, it is full of possibilities. We belong to our church, we support our church, because we have a sense that this is the community that nurtures us, even challenges us, to live more and more for God in the midst of earthly things. Amen.